Park Manager Dave Thursday. Good morning.
Speaking of campers and tents, Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, all my campers and RVers.
Well, Dave,
happy 4th of July.
I'm glad you could come in today, even though it's a holiday for you.
Well, it's been a holiday for me every day this week, it seems.
In the middle of the week, right? Here it comes, right.
It's the 4th, it's Wednesday. It's a fantastic week. The park's been doing great. The town's been doing great.
Lots of people in the park.
We get like a double weekend out of the deal.
Yeah.
But this is the day, happy 4th, and lots of people in the park, lots of people in town. We managed to slip in a park board meeting last night.
Yes, well.
It was the first Tuesday of the month.
Yes, and that's why I was kind of wondering about that. But one of the things I want to talk to you about is the DNR and the boat landing.
Public access, yeah. Lake Superior public access improvements. We've been working on this for some time now. I don't want to go into the whole backstory, but for as long as I've been with the city and the park, we've wanted to improve the public access to Lake Superior for the recreational boaters, the sport fishermen, and the general nature lover that, you know, strolls the point. And the point we're talking about is down by the dog pound. The municipal facilities are also there for the power and street department. And it's this sort of best piece of real estate in town that has, I think, been a boat launch for many, many years. And the current configuration is okay, but not as good as it could be, and not to the standards of the DNR or some of the federal public access funding partners that helped to construct the launch across the bay. And so when we look across the bay to the what we call Coast Guard Point and that public access launch there, that was built by the DNR and the city in the mid-80s, and the parking there has become unavailable for the boaters. It's become a municipal surface lot for downtown. And because of that, the DNR and their federal partners need to satisfy the boaters' needs and their, you know, grant dollars available to improve, to rehabilitate, to upgrade the ramp on the southwest side of the harbor at the dog pound. And the one across the bay is no longer the DNR's public access. It's still city property across the bay. It's the municipal lot. It's all city property we're dealing with. And so the park board is sort of this first committee to work with the DNR on the concept for improving the access.
Any kind of a timetable on this?
Several years. The physical build out could be 3 years from now, could be 5 years from now. Would be like a realistic how long before it's built.
Yeah, I know that I talked to the mayor earlier in the month, and well, not this month, last month, city's going to go through some capital improvement discussions after Fisherman's Picnic. And one of the things that is on his mind is what to do with that very area, because it's not a great place for the garage. It's not a great place for the dog pound. It's, you know, it's not the best use of space. And that might...
There's a whole series of events that needs to happen for this project to happen. It's contingent on many things, particularly the PUC facility, the streets department. That is, of course, been on a city capital priority list in the top five, I think, for many, many years. And I know city's going to go back to that and do that sort of prioritization. And if it finishes, you know, number one or two, they're going to take some time and take some planning to, you know, relocate that facility. It's got to come first.
Well, a nice public access would be a good thing.
I think so. I think seeing the current use and the Lake Superior proximity to town, I mean, everything about it has sort of a wow factor. You know, we don't advertise the current access. It's sort of a, you know, locals use it, and it has just enough parking for that. So we'd need a little more parking down there, and that would be in lieu of the public facilities. But there would be more improved access for pedestrians and a kayak ramp and a, you know, trees out front. Like it's not going to be a parking lot over there that you see it from across the bay. It's going to be a public promenade if all of these other things go through. Right. You know, something the park board did was they looked at the pre-concept from the DNR, sort of a site usage plan that said we would use the site about like this, and we'd improve it like this, and the park board said, we support this. Let's now move this to city council for review.
Okay, well, needless to say, the weather's been hot. How's the pool?
Pool's been cool. The hot tub's been bubbling. The blower motor is finally in. Sorry about the long wait on that, folks. It was a much, much longer than expected to have this thing shipped to us from Taiwan. We got our blower installed in the hot tub. It's been working for a week now, and we're glad to have that back. Pool's been busy. Okay. It's been great. The whole scene is summer. You know, it's so different, but and the same time, it's great.
Does that mean the golf course?
Golf course is great. Great weather for golfing. Lots of Canadian golfers. It's great, great values up there. You know, it's just a lot of golf for the buck, and low key and fun and family oriented. And really, we've got a strong local following up there. The memberships have been solid. They've been up about 10%. The revenue's up as well. Mike Kunshier gave a great report to the board last night about a strong summer thus far. We could use a little less heat up there. Of course, it's hard on the tender.
Yeah, the greens.
Greens. So he's hoping for some rain.
So, any truth to the rumor that Tiger Woods is coming?
We didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, okay.
We're not into rumors.
No. Okay. Well, I'm not either. That's why I asked you.
No. But we are into celebrating the 4th. I want to let everyone know the parade is at 8 tonight, downtown Grand Marais. There's been some questions even at the front desk this morning. What time is the parade? Some confusion. It's 8.
8. That means that the wait until the fireworks is not as long.
It's less of a wait.
Yes. And
fireworks? What time are fireworks? That's the second most powerful question.
Yeah, well, as if we could tell. When it gets dark enough.
10:03.
Yeah, okay. You heard it here first, folks. Parade at 8, fireworks 10:03. And I do know there's going to be music in the park, and that was also something that was brought up. So anything new on music in the park?
Oh, sure. I can touch on that. It's back. It should go through. The park board simply reviewed what we decided we supported last year with the North Shore Music Association, mm-hmm. sort of as a sponsoring body for a series of events that would feature some music in the park. And so we're hoping that goes through with the association. The musicians still have to work out a peddler's permit process, but the park board fully supports that idea.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your vacation. You'll be down for the fireworks.
I'll be down for everything.
Nice vacation.
I'm actually the manager on duty right now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to get back to work.
Oh, well, then we'll let you go. We've been speaking with Dave Turkey. He is the manager on duty, besides being the park manager himself, at the Grand Marais Rec Park. Thanks for stopping by and talking to us, and have a really, really, really pleasant, prosperous, and fun 4th of July.
Thank you, WTIP.